get the eRadio SA app right now for free on the Google Play Store. Entertainment Radio on the go.
It's 2 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. Good afternoon to you and welcome. It's time for Tech Thursday here on eRadio Live, and all with thanks to our friends at mybroadband.co.za. Now, despite concerns from a number of South Africans over the adjusted delivery times, Takealot has promised that all PS5 orders will arrive by the original promised delivery times. This follows after a number of Takealot customers noted that the delivery times for their PS5 console had been pushed back to Friday the 20th of November from today, Thursday the 19th of November. These customers pre-ordered the PlayStation 5 in September, with the console selling out in minutes. Users took to social media to complain about the delivery date changes, but Takealot was quick to respond to these customers and rectify the error. Your PS5 is coming. Chill, bro. And then MultiChoice plans to launch DStv subscriptions bundled with uncapped fibre through SA ISPs in the near future. This is according to MultiChoice CEO Calvo Mawela, who told My Broadband that the company plans to launch this product through partner ISPs before the end of its financial year in March 2021. It will comprise a standalone DStv streaming service, which will be bundled with the fiber product at a discounted rate, meaning South Africans will no longer require a satellite connection to watch DStv. Also, some more news from the DStv camp is that they now rolled out a rewards program that gives subscribers the ability to earn discounts on DStv products. The company said that free package upgrades for qualifying subscribers are among the offers available. The reward system was first announced in August this year and it's now gone live officially for all DStv customers. The newly launched DStv rewards give subscribers the chance to receive more of the content they love with the specials, upgrades and customer discounts, as well as benefits from Box Office, Showmax and other DStv related products and services. DStv said that customers can earn rewards and points based on the following. You get them as stars, not points, they're called stars. It depends on which package you're on. You could earn up to 15 stars based on which package you are subscribed to, how long you've been a DStv customer, so you could rack up to 20 stars depending on the number of years you've been part of DStv, the services you're using that can add more stars. If you have Showmax, maybe you renting Box Office movies, streaming DStv via the app. Simply staying connected for 3 months will earn you 10 stars, and the number of stars you earn will only be determined, or the number of stars you earn will only be used to determine the reward level that you are on. That kind of makes sense, doesn't it? And in conclusion on Tech Thursday today, something interesting. Vodacom CEO Shamil Joosub was speaking to The Money Show, and he said the power outages this year in South Africa forced them to increase their backup power investment. You won't believe it, but over the past 6 months, Vodacom spent 1 billion rand on batteries to ensure that their network is online during load shedding. And then lastly, Capitec has rolled out its new virtual banking card, which is available within its mobile banking app. Capitec's virtual card is a digital bank card that is saved on a client's Capitec banking app, can be used as a normal physical card for online shopping, with the added advantage that nobody can steal it or duplicate it. Capitec said its virtual card is available to all of its clients and can be used to securely make payments and purchase products online. It can also be set as the default card for scan-to-pay transactions and loaded for payment onto apps such as Netflix, Takealot, and Uber. That's Capitec. They officially launched out, or rolled out, their new virtual banking card, now available on their mobile banking app. And that's it for Tech Thursday for today, brought to you by our friends at mybroadband.co.za.